We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting the last few words of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah, there's Machlekes, of how do we become a Mu'ud. According to Rav Yehuda, three different days, he kicked on three different days, becomes a Mu'ud, and you become back a Tam if you go 3 days without kicking. And Rameir says that it's three times. It's Nogach three times, then it becomes a Mu'ud, and Tam is Kol Shia Tanekes Shamsba in the Ge'ach. And the Gemara brought up a card to Rabbi Yehuda from the Pesukim that you need 3 days. 3 days becomes a mood. Rameya, my timer, what's Pshar Rameya that three times becomes a mood? The time of the Brahis. So Rameya, Richa, Negicha Yisav Chayiv, if you find in the Pesukim that 3 days of Negicha, 3 days of doing Hezek becomes a mood, Chayiv, Kir Negiyot, like Koshkin. So if it's Kiriv, like Holshkin, if it does it closer together, it's even better. It's even more of a mood. It's more of a mood. If it takes over 3 days, it kicks, it becomes a mood. Of course, three times in 1 day, which is even worse, it'll become a mood. Amrullah, so who just said back, no, it's not a raya. Zava techiach. Zava, we're giving a raya from Zava where you see that 3 days becomes a Zava. If she sees Dam on three different days, she becomes a Zava. Zava is, today we don't count Zava and Nida, but in the times of before the Kana de Rab Zera, if the Isha saw Dam, she became Tommy for 7 days automatically. After the 7 days, whenever if she stopped seeing Dam, she went to the Mikvah. And the next 11 days were called Yimei Ziva. She saw 1 day, she just goes to the Mikvah the next day. And the next morning, she checks herself, she goes to the Mikvah the next day, and she's good. But if she sees 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava Gedola, and she has to wait Shiva Nakim. So the halacha is only if you see 3 days, but if three times in 1 day, you don't become a zava. You still call a shemeres yom keneged yom. You only have to keep 1 day, not 7 days. So you see by a zava, 3 days makes shivanakim, but 1 day is shemeres yom keneged yom, even though you saw 3 times in 1 day. So that's what Rebbe says back: zava dechiach shirichka riyaseha tameya. If it's 3 days, it's tame. Kiva riyaseha. If she sees 3 times in 1 day. Then Tahira, she's still Tahira, she'll consider Shemaris Yerim, she's not considered a Zavag Del the way Shivan Nakim. Amalahem, so Rameyah answers back, no, the answer is a Kosov, Rayo Imer, it says in the Pasuk, by Zav, Vizois Tia Tumasai Vizoivai, so by Zav, the Lach is 3 Rias enough to become a Zav. The Pasuk says, Vizois Tia Tumasai Vizoivai, Rar Besarai, Es Zoivai, Ahichtim Besarai Vizoivai, Tumasai. So it says 3 times the word Zav, and that teaches us that you become Zav by 3 Rias alone. And it says Vezois, teaching us Davka Zav. A Zav is a man who has a certain Ria. So by a man, there's a din of 3 times. Masha Inke by Zava. Vezois Tia Tomas, Vezoi Vitalikosav is a Zav Rias. Vesa Zava Bayam. Zava is tolling days. Memai the high Vezois, Lamute Zava Marias. Ema Lamute Zav Bayam. How do you know it's coming to exclude the Zava from Rios of 3 times in 1 day? Maybe it's coming to exclude Zav Meyamim, that Zav doesn't have 3 days, because we find this pasuk that a Zav becomes Tamei 3 times. Maybe if it sees it over 3 days and didn't see it 3 times, for example, he had a Ria today, and then tomorrow he didn't have a Ria, but tomorrow evening, going from before Shkia till after Tseis, he had 1 Ria. So if you count days, it's 3 different days, but if you count Rias, it's only 2 Rias. So how do you know 3 days is considered a Ria by Zav? Maybe that's the exclusion. The Dafka, if it has 3 Rias, does it become Tami? But 3 Rias, but 3 days is not enough. Maybe 3 days is not enough. So maybe that's what Zav is coming to Lafuke. So when it says, no, I'm a Krav, a Zav is Zavoy, Lezachov in a Keva, Makish Zachov in a Keva, Mana Keva by Yamim, Af Zachar by Yamim, Af Zachar by Yamim. So you see, the hekesh that zochet in the keva, just like the keva becomes tummy over 3 days, a zochet also comes tummy over 3 days. You also have half mina maybe that over 3 days is too long for a zochet, so it doesn't come a zav. But yeah, it becomes zav even over 3 days by a zochet also. So if that's true, you have a hekesh, we have makesh, but it says in the pasuk, the zochet in the keva makes the hekesh zochet in the keva, the lakesh of keva, the zochet, ma zochet b'riya is after the keva b'riya is, zochet tomorrow, hamiyat rachman of a zois. The Torah has a miyat v'zois. So you have to have a miyat for something. Umar is, how do you know to make a miyat that tells you that Zava does not have the din of 3 over 1 day? Maybe it's coming to exclude a Zav from 3 days. So how do you know which one? Umar is, Mistavra, Koi Berias, were in the Sugya, when the Pasuk of Rias, Mamayit Rias. The Vizos is Mayit, the other thing, which is Zava, does not have Rias. Koi Berias, Mayit Yom. If we're talking in the Pasuk of Rias, the three Rias by Zav, is it coming to Mayit 3 days? So therefore we know, by Zava Gedoyla, that over 3 days she's Dam, she becomes a Zava Gedoyla. Mashainkain, three Rias, which are close together, she's not become a Zava Gedoyla. So therefore, it's from a Gderes Akasim. So what's the Chesed HaGemar here? Meir says, he has a Kav Chaymer, that if Negiroisav over 3 days becomes a Mu'ud, so of course, closer together becomes a Mu'ud. So Rabbi Huda says back, what do you mean by Zava? I'll show you, no Kav Chaymer, by Zava you have that. So he answers back, by Zava is a Gderes Akasim, that's why. But really, it is a good Kav Chaymer. Shalos, what's Rabbi Huda hold? What's found Rabbi Huda Lamaisa? So there's two ways to say. Either Rabbi Huda holds that you're right in Svara that maybe Richach Negigoysav is, if that's Chayiv, so for sure, Kir of Negigoysav is Pashut, it's a good Kav Chaymer. But Rabbi Huda says, I have a Gzeres Kosov. It says, Tomorrow Shulshaim, which means 3 days. Just like by Zava, you have a Gzeres Kosov. You also have a Gzeres Kosov. That's one way to learn Rabbi Huda. Or Rabbi Huda says that it's not a Kav Chaymer at all. That it's a Gila Milsa that's not a Kav Chaymer. There's two ways to learn. Either it's not a Kav HaChaymer, or it's a whole Kav HaChaymer, and he says, I bring a right from Zav, it's not a Kav HaChaymer, or it's not a Gzeres HaKosav. What's the Nafkimina? There's a big shaila when it comes to Mashu Ruch Merne Geshem. It says that if you have, or Merne Atal, if you did it 90 days, then the halach is that we assume that you did it 90 times, we assume 90 different Shemen Esrei, then we assume that even a Safik you said it. The shaila is a help saying right now 90 times Mashu Ruch Merne Geshem. So someone would say, it doesn't help. And other people say, yeah, it's a Kav HaChaymer. If Richa works, of course, Kirav works. So the Shaila is, how to learn this Gemara? If Rabbi Huda argues on the Kav HaChaymer, so then, because you pass like Rabbi Huda. So if Rabbi Huda argues on the Kav HaChaymer, so you can't learn, you can't have that 90 times. But if you learn that he agrees to the Kav HaChaymer, he says, there's a cost, there's no Gerez cost by 90 times. Merit at all. So therefore, you would be able to say it over there. That's a big Shaila in the Paiskim, Ayin Sham. Torah Banan. What's a mu'ud? Anyone had an edus that he was negeach 3 times, 3 days. The time, this is the Tanakhama's brisa. This is like the shita of Rabbi Huda, 3 days. The time, she used to negeach b'shamshim boy ve'negeach. How do you come back a time? If the children play with the animal and he doesn't kick them, that becomes back a time. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. So this is a new shita because it's part like Rabbi Huda and part like Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah. By Mu'ud, it becomes Mu'ud like Rav Meir of HaMishnah, like Rav Huda of HaMishnah, and it becomes like a Tam like Rav Meir of HaMishnah. The Rabbi Yosi. Rav Shimon Omer, Mu'ud called Shehidah by Shalosh Pamim, 3 times, like the Shita of Rav Meir, 3 times enough to become Mu'ud. V'loi Omru Shloshu Yom El Chazara B'Vat. But for Chazara, it needs 3 days. Omer Rav Nachman Omer V'Ad B'Hava. Halacha Ka Rav Yehuda B'Mu'ud. We pass like Rav Yehuda by Mu'ud. Why? Which means that you need 3 days. Why? Sharei Rabbi Yosi Moitla, Rabbi Yosi holds like him. V'aloch Rav Meir b'tam, we'll pass like Rav Meir to become back a tam. Sharei Rabbi Yosi Moitla, Rabbi Yosi is Moitla to Rav Meir. Right to Gemara, I'm like Rav Ram Nachman. V'leim Mar Aloch Rav Meir b'muud. Why is he pass like Rav Meir b'muud, which means 3 times enough to become muud? Sharei Rabbi Shimon Moitla, because Rabbi Shimon holds like him. V'aloch Rav Yehuda b'tam, Sharei Rabbi Shimon Moitla. And may pass like Rav Yehuda b'tam, because Rabbi Shimon is Moitla. It's like, well, what's the Meir here? Because he has another tana like him. We have Rav Shimon also. Amalei anok Rav Yosi svirilei. Rav Yosi nemuki imai. I hold like Rav Yosi, because Rav Yosi nemuki imai, which means his tam and his rayas are with him. He always passes like Rav Yosi. So therefore, I'm going like Rav Yosi, who holds that the come would need 3 days. A tam works, even if the kids play with it, doesn't not a gech, if it comes back a tam. The only shail is, so then why don't you just say halacha Rav Yosi? Why say halacha Rav Yehuda by Mu'id and halacha Rav Meir when it comes to, why do you say it like that? Why would you say halacha Rav Yosi? As Tosfos asks the Kasha, halacha Rav Yosi for you later. Tosfos, v'od lo kam halacha Rav Yosi mishum denichle leminkat tanoim demesisim. You'd rather have the tanoim of the Mishnah. Boy lehu shloisha yomim diktandi liyude tura or liyude gavra. The question is like this. We said now, we pass like Rabbi Huda, you need 3 days. What are these 3 days for? Are these 3 days for that the Shar has to be Negeach on 3 different days? Or The halacha is that the gavra also has to, you have to go to Beis Din and be made in front of the owner 3 different days that is shar damaged, kicked, and a geach. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? What's nafkamina halacha if you hold l'yudhi tura l'yudhi gavra? L'may nafkamina. The osu tlosa kiti sadi v'chad yayma. Let's say in one day, 3 peers of Edom came and said the shar kicked. They came on Tuesday and said the shar kicked Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. If you only need 3 different days of Negeach that you have 3 sets of Edom, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and there you see clearly that it becomes a, there it kicked 3 different days, so now it becomes a mu'ud. But if you have to do it in front of the Baal 3 different days, the Baalim 3 different days, loy miyai, there's no mu'ud because it only all came on Tuesday. You need 3 different days. May mama hashtuk masadi be. They're all being saying this today. My, what's the halacha? What is the halacha? Do you need 3 different days that the day every day a different edim come and say this your behemoth kicked someone and damaged someone, and then again on Monday a different damage, on Tuesday a different damage, then it becomes a mu'ud. But if even though the shor kicked on 3 different days, all edim came on Tuesday, maybe that's not enough. Maybe it has to have 3 separate days of Eidus and Beis Din in front of the Bailim of the Shar. My Toshma is trying to bring it right. Toshma. Ain't a Shar Nasa Mu'ud Achi Eidu Ba Vfnei Bailim Vfnei Beis Din. First of all, a Shar does not become a Mu'ud until you say Eidus in front of the Bailim and in front of Beis Din. Rashi says in front of Beis Din because we ain't Eidus Elva Beis Din. That's what Rashi says. Tosis also says that Baram Tosis Zel Mesvara Dami the Miyi Kabel Eidus Mu'ud Vfnei Beis Din. It's a Svara. The svara is it has to be from Beis Din, and we know from the pasuk it has to be a Bailim, because it says v'huad bevalav. The pasuk says in the Torah v'huad bevalav, which means you warn and tell the Bailim that your behemah did damage. So you have to have 3 times and in front of the Bailim, in front of Beis Din. He either bought from Beis Din v'shleiv from Bailim. If you said edus in front of Beis Din, this shar damaged, but wasn't in front of the Bailim, or from Bailim v'shleiv from Beis Din. Doesn't become mu'ud until you have both. You have to have Beis Din and the Bailim. What happens if Yidu Shnayim Bereshayna? A set of Edom, 2 Edom, came and said that Bereshayna, the Behema, damaged someone. Veshnayim Veshnia. And the second damage was different, a set of Edom. Veshnayim Veshlishis. And a third set of Edom came for the third Negicha. Hareka and Shalosh Edias. There are 3 separate Edias. But the Ksidav ain't Edis Achas La Azama. Ksidav 1 Edis Fa Azama. And the Brisa explains. Nimsas Kat Rishonis Imamas. If you found the first pair of Edim was Edim Zaymim. Harekan Shte Edis. You have 2 Edis left. So Vahu Potter Vahim Peturim. So the halacha is that he is, now the owner is Potter now from Nezek Shalim because you're only down to 2 Negichas because one of them was become Zaymim. And the Edim also are also not chayiv for nezek shalom, only chayiv for chatzin nezek for the kasha zamam, because there's no mu'ud. There's no mu'ud here because there's only one set of edim came zaymim. So klapit and mu'ud, you need all three of them to become zaymim in order to for the nezek shalom. So they'll pay chatzin nezek, but not nezek shalom. Same thing in the Bailim. They'll pay chatzin nezek and all the damages, but not nezek shalom. That's what it means that they're both potter. Potter means from nezek shalom. Who part of them to him? Then what happened was the second pair of Edom came Edom Zaymosa. Harekan Edus Achas, for who Potter? The halacha is that he is Potter from Chatzin Nezek. Vahim Paturim, and they're Potter from paying the Nezek Shalom. They're Potter from that. Because again, they're not going to pay the Nezek Shalom until all of them come Zaymim. But the last case, Nimsus Kachlishus Zememes, now all 3 sets of Edom came Zaymim, Kulam Chayavim. They are all chayiv to pay the own chatzin nezek, and they all split up the nezek shalom, the extra chatzin nezek that they wanted to make the guy pay on the last negicha, because they all were involved in making this behemah a mu'ud. They were all involved in making this behemah a mu'ud.
So he's giving more than nezek shalom at the end.
Huh?
At the end he's getting more than nezek shalom.
Why is he getting more than shalom?
Because they all pay chatzin nezek.
Well, they all pay chatzin nezek because they're 3 different damages, yeah. Yeah, of course you're getting 3 different damages. Or 3 different damages. Three of Chatzin Nezek. And on Nezek Shalom on the last one, we're going according to Rashi Shita that you can have Nezek Shalom on the 3rd Negicha. That's Rashi Shita, 3 Taisis, the 4th one. You have to learn the whole sugya like Taisis like that. But it's Chatzin Nezek. And you'll pay. They all split up that extra chatz nezek. This is the pasuk of kasha zomam. So ad kan the brayso. Now he wants to bring a raya to the shayla of liyudah tura liyudah gavra. He wants to this. If you hold that it's enough that they all come at one day, and they say that this behemah damaged three times, it's enough to make it into a muad. So then it's shapir. Then we understand that it's possible for them to all be considered liable for the Nezek Shalom. Why? Because they all came together, and they all know about each other. So they all came, what they come forth, for the purpose of, first of all, of Chayiv Chatzin Nezek, and also for the purpose of making the behemah into a muad. So therefore, they're all responsible. Eliyam Luda Gavra, but if it's Luda Gavra, it means they have to come all separate days. I mean, Sunday, one set of Edom came, Monday, another set of Edom came, and Tuesday, another set of Edom came. How can you say Sunday's Edom is responsible for the Muad if they don't even know about it? They don't even know about it. Eliyam Luda Gavra, Lema Hanach Kamoy, the first Edom say, Anam Mi Avedin, and the boss of Shloish Yomi, also Hani Mahadilei. How do I know that on Tuesday some Edom are going to come? I have no idea. Don't tell me I'm part of the Nezek Shalom. I didn't have a mind to Nezek Shalom. I had a mind to come for Chatz Nezek. I had no idea that someone's going to come on Tuesday and say it kicked Monday and Tuesday and made a mood. So I have nothing to do with it. So it's a raya, Yudah Tura. It must be the coming together. And it could become a mood if they come together one day. And they all planned it together to make the payment into a mood. And that's what all chayev to participate in the Kasher Zom of Nezek Shalom because they're all responsible for that. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi. So it's a raya, Yudah Tura. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Kana. Amar Li, Yudah Tura Minicha. Does it make sense if you hold Yudah Tura? V'leimru Hanach Basroi, even then, let the last set of Edom say, Anan Menoya Din, the Chol the Koy Beidin, Lasu de Betura Kasu. You know, I came today on Tuesday, and my set of Edom came also on Tuesday. Did I know that the other two set of Edom are also being made on Sunday, Monday? I have no idea. Even though we all came the same day, but I have no idea about them. Like, what do you want from me? I think everyone standing here, Bezdin is coming to say Edis. Obviously, not staying together, not saying Edis together. So, I think, do I know every person coming to Bezdin today is coming for the Shar? And we came on Tuesday, even last set of Edim said we came on Tuesday. Based on the first two, obviously, they're coming for Muad because they're coming late and they could be there, you can have a half minute, they're coming. But the Basroi, the Tais speaks out, the second Tais says, Mekamoy lehav matzav mifrach, the mucha milsa liyad de kasi. It looks like they're coming from wood, and then tinu on Negicha Gimel. They wait until Negicha Gimel to come. They wait until then. But here, the question is, that the third set of Edom, like how do we know they're coming for Nezek Shalom? So more answers, the Korazir and Muzay. You saw the three sets of Edom were had shaykhs to each other. They were signaling to each other. And we know that the sounds look clearly, they all know about each other and they're coming for a mood. That was the case. Rav Ashi Amar, Shabal Ratzufim. They came together. They came together at the Bezdin. Therefore, they know from each other. They all walked at the Bezdin together. It looks like it was planned. And therefore, we see that they know about each other. Ravino Amar, Makirim Bala Shar, Ve'im Makirim Sashar. It's clearly coming for a mood. Why? Because the Makirim Bala Shar, Ve'im Makirim Sashar. They're not Makir the Shar. So therefore, it has to be they're trying to make the Bailam Chayev as a Muad. Why? Because Chatzin Nezek, you only pay Megufay. And you don't pay Ma'aliyah. You only pay from the Shar itself. If you don't know exactly which Shar it is, so then it has to be that you're coming Dafka for Muad. Because if you're coming for Tam, you have to know which Shar it is. They know the Bala Shar. They don't want. So Mara has a Kasha, Lahechem Yadli. How do you make it a Muad? You don't know which Shar it is. The Amri Tura Nagachna is the Karcha Boiling Tura Kulu Bakra. They say, we know you have in your group of animals a shar that's kicking and being mazik. You have to watch your entire Bakra, your whole herd of cows, you have to watch them. So therefore, that was the Edis. And we know for sure that they're coming for to make it a Nechai Nazik Shalim because they don't even know exactly which shar it is. So Tosfos asks, so how do you make a mood? Maybe the one who kicked the first time was not the second one. So Tosfos answers that after they all said Edus, they all recognized which shar it was. First they walked in and said, I know one of your, I don't know which one, I can't recognize it, but one of your shvarim was one of the gech. I want to try to make a mood, and they're all coming to try to make a mood. Well, Maisa, at the end of the day, and they knew they couldn't be chayv chatzin because they don't know which one it is. And afterwards, they figured out which one it was, and they made it into a mu'ed. But you see clearly they're coming to for a mu'ed, and that's why all the eight of Zayim have to be together. So again, we had a raya, Yudai Tura, all coming the same day. We said, if it's Yudai Gavra, there it's not good, because they're coming three separate days. There has to be that they're saying, I have no idea if it's going to be Megech the next day. So there, it can't be. It has to be Raya Yudai Tura. Because if you're the Gavra, it can't be that all sort of one set of Edom, because the guy who comes Sunday has no idea about Tuesday if it's going to happen. So it can't be hold the Gavra. So Mara said, if you hold the Tura, it's good. And the Mara Kasha on that, even though the Tura, even though coming together, how did they all know? How did the last guy know that the first two Edom talked about, the first two sets of Edom talked about this Shar, about the Shar kicking? So still, why would Mechayev, everyone has a Shalim, but who said they knew about each other? Especially the last one. Who said the last one knew about the first two? So one teretz is that they were merames to each other, signals to each other. Second teretz is that they came together. And the third teretz is that they were not makir the shar when they came to Bezdin. They didn't even know what shar was. So obviously they were coming to make it into a mu'ed, because to make it into a chatzi nezek, there was no reason to come, because there's no way to pay megufay. And therefore we know they were coming to make this bailim into a mu'ed, that is behemoth, or a mu'ed to kick.